7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. And the last Monday of the month means it's time for our law enforcement update. Cottonwood County Sheriff Jason Purrington joins us this morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. You?
Doing well.
Good.
We appreciate you taking some time off, and we're kind of in a season change here.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to see that season change probably tomorrow a little bit. And granted, we've seen a little bit of a season change last week. And then, you know, that's Minnesota weather where it's really, really cold, and we get some snow, and the next week it's 50 degrees, and snow's gone.
We're kind of all living on borrowed time.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before reality really sets in, and, you know, so, and sometimes I wish we'd just get there, be done with it, you know, rather than teasing us with cold weather, warm weather, cold weather, you know, just let's just deal with it, get it over with, and move on.
Well, and it seems like that first time or two, people are not used to driving in this weather either.
Yeah, right. And unfortunately, that's kind of the way it is. You get that first snowstorm and people kind of forget what it's like to drive with snow-packed roads or slippery roads. And, you know, they want to just drive like they would normally drive if it was July. And sometimes, you know, there's some consequences to that, because once in a while, you know, then they'll get into accidents or crashes, and you know, it's just kind of wakes people up a little bit, but I get it. You know, I understand that. It's that first one, but that's got to get your mindset to a different place than when it comes to winter driving, because obviously winter driving is a lot different. So
yeah, well, one of the things that I think this is as good a time as any is the street crews do an incredible job. And it just amazes me how quick, you know, I've lived in a lot of towns over the years, and I think the Windham City does
a good job,
a really good job of getting out quick and getting it as clean as you can get it.
Right, and you're going to have those areas where, you know, we're going to plow a path, and, you know, we're going to deal with the finer cleanup, you know, at a later time, but let's just get things open. And they do a good job with that. And they do a nice job cleaning up after the fact as well. So, you know, between them, our county highway department, our MnDOT department, you know, they have a pretty good handle on winter driving and winter road conditions. So we're pretty fortunate to have the crews we do, you know, that get us there. And sometimes maybe that's a bad thing, because sometimes, you know, people, you know, we'll get these calls at the office once in a while where it's like you can't see past the hood of your car, and they're like, ah, can I make it to Worthington?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know what, sometimes that's not a great idea. You know, we're like, absolutely not.
And it's misleading, too. And like you said, when they do that first swipe through, they're still, you know, there's an inch or two of whatever it is still on the road that you can look at that road and think it's been cleared and you don't have to worry. But really, from this point on, you need to be aware every time you're in the
car. Absolutely. And then you only get that black ice forming. And tomorrow, you know, they talk about freezing rain first. And then on top of that, they'll get, you know, possibly 3, 4, 5 inches of snow, I think I heard on the radio this morning. So obviously that's ice at any time is not good. And then you throw snow on top of it. So when they do get the snow off, doesn't mean that the ice is gone too, you know? So we just gotta have a different mindset when it comes to winter driving, you know, take your time, slow down, pay attention to the weather, you know, things like that. So
absolutely. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And like I said, the biggest thing is slow down. Take your time. Increase that following distance. If you're behind a plow truck, really increase that. They say 8 to 10 seconds, you know, following distance behind a plow truck, you know, because you're obviously going to get that snow that's blown over the top. And, you know, I realize, and we kind of talk about this all the time, everybody's kind of in a hurry to get from A to B, but when you got plow trucks out there, you got to give them time. You know, you got to be patient, and they'll get them cleaned off and, you know, ready for you. But you just got to be patient with them because it's not, there's just a lot of roads to plow. So
8 to 10 seconds is a big space.
It is. It is. That's quite a following distance. But,
yeah.
You know, that's what they recommend. That's the, you know, obviously it's a lot safer and you get that snow blown over. And if you're not, your visibility isn't great, obviously you're going to need all those 8 to 10 seconds too. So.
Very good.
Yeah. So, you know, and some of the other things we can do, like I said, drive at a safe speed according to the road conditions, not necessarily for the posted speed limit. Just because it says 55 doesn't mean you should drive 55 if road conditions don't allow it. Clear snow and ice from your vehicle, your windows, your, you know, your hood, your headlights, brake lights. It's funny, you always see the people that are on their way to work and they scraped off about a 6x6 square out of their windshield, you know, because they're waiting for the defroster to kick in and take care of the rest, and they're going down the road. And you, I mean, that is nothing. You can't see anything other than directly ahead, and, you know, it's what's coming from the sides that's, you know, just as important as what's right in front of you. So you got to make sure.
Besides the safety issue, it's the law.
Right.
You
right.
know, you talk about the speed depending on conditions. You can get a ticket.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. If you're overdriving road conditions, which is what it's called, you can certainly get a ticket for that. Just like if you're failing to defrost your entire windshield to the point where it's safe to drive, you know, there's another citation you can get too. So it's just important. And like I said, I know everybody's in a hurry and but got to get there safely. So,
and we're talking about 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes.
Right.
To get across town at the most.
At the most, you know, and it's not like we're in the cities where it takes you 45 minutes to get from, you know, Burnsville to Coon Rapids or wherever, you know, somebody. But it is, you know, go out and start your car 5 minutes early, get it warmed up. You know, and the other thing is go through the mechanics of your car, you know, make sure you get it winterized, make sure you check your battery. You know, when it starts getting this cold, this is when you're going to realize if you got a bad battery or not. And you should be able to take it to any shop that sells. I think even some of the parts houses in town here will test your battery for you. So, you know, a battery is obviously important because when it's 10 degrees out or 10 below and your battery is junk, it's hard to stay warm when your car don't start. So,
and you're not going to know until morning.
You're not going to know. So go ahead, get that checked. Check your antifreeze levels and, you know, windshield washer fluids and just, you know, go
tire
through.
Tire pressure, everything.
Just go through. Make sure your car is ready for winter. You know, that's huge because about the time things are going to go bad is when you least want it to, you know. And then should you something go wrong, you know, they always say stay in the car, don't try and walk to the nearest farmhouse, but in the same hand, make sure you got a charged cell phone, make sure you got, you know, don't ever leave town with less than a half a tank of gas, you know. And I always tell people, if you're gonna go out of town, make sure it's full, always have it full, because should you get stranded, it's gonna take, you know, it could take 10 hours for somebody to get to you, depending on the weather. A couple of years ago when we had that 60-mile-an-hour winds and, you know, all that snow over Christmas, it took some time and people were stranded. And, you know, make sure you got jackets and candles and candy bars and, you know, just something that you can eat because it could be an extended period of time.
Absolutely.
So we just, you know, think ahead. If you're going somewhere, make sure you tell somebody where you're going, what path you're taking, you know, time you're leaving, time you should arrive. Just make sure people are aware of what's going on. Just so should something happen, you know, somebody has kind of an idea and they can kind of try and trace where you're at, you know. And the biggest thing that, you know, the funny thing is, it's not real funny when it happens, but, you know, a lot of times they'll close the highways down. And the first thing people do is be like, I'll just take the county roads.
Yeah.
You know, well, county roads aren't any better, and probably they're probably worse, you know, when you get to those 60-mile-an-hour winds, and that makes it even tougher. So if the state highways are closed, you can guarantee that you shouldn't be driving on any of the roads. You know, in town, maybe that's one thing because you're in town. But when it comes to leaving town, state highways are closed, stay home. Enjoy the day in a nice warm house.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've been out on those days where you're trying to find people, and when you can't see the front of your car and you're looking for somebody and you can't see where you're going, and it's just, it's tough. And, you know, there's a lot of lives that are at risk that shouldn't have to be.
There's no reason.
There's no reason for that. So we just want people to be safe. You know, that's at the end of the day, we just want people to be safe. So
number one thing, slow down.
Slow down. That's huge, because what you could normally stop for something on a nice dry road is not going to be the same on a wet road or a slippery road. So increase your following distances and just slow down. Take your time. Take a few extra minutes. Leave a few minutes early. You know, it's not just you. It's everybody else, too, that you have to worry about.
Yeah,
so
that's right. And it's the same thing if the road isn't completely clear shoulder to shoulder. You may come up on somebody going the other direction that's cheating over a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you will probably see that at some point if, you know, depending on the weather event, where somebody might be crowding the center line a little bit or even going over it because they don't have room on their side. So you just got to be careful. Like I said, stay home until, you know the roads are clear. MnDOT, you know, between MnDOT, County Highway, they do a lot of Facebook advertising, if you will, you know, when things are closed. Obviously, the radio station does a great job with letting people know what's you know, passable or shouldn't be passable. And so we just want to get through another winter season without anybody getting hurt. That's obviously the goal. So,
all right, Sheriff, anything else we need to add this morning?
You know, the only other thing I had is we are doing a DWI enforcement campaign that started last Wednesday, the 23rd, and that goes through the first of the year. Okay. So during the next month, give or take a few days, there will be extra patrols out looking for, you know, focused on DWI enforcement. So
very good.
Just be aware. So don't drink or drive.
There you go.
Sober cab.
It's pretty easy to get past that one.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. Sheriff, we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope and our law enforcement update today on KDOM.